Our first scripture lesson today is from Ephesians 6, verse 4. And, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord. And our second scripture lesson is from John 5, 19 through 23. Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. The Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you will be astonished. Indeed, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whomever he wishes. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We had a little video clip that we're going to show, but there's one called My Dad. And it kind of shows that as children, our lives, what our dads say to us, our fathers, it does leave an impression. We remember some of the things that they have told us over time. And as we age, our fathers will always be our fathers. And our mothers will always be our mothers. And we will always be children. When you think about it, and we're all children of our Heavenly Father. I think Ephesians 6, verse 4, should be taught and read every Father's Day. Fathers, do not exasperate your children, instead bring them up in the training and instructions of the Lord. That's a little different translation than what was written. Today is Father's Day. And Father's Day, we often look around for a model father and someone who represents the image of what a father should be. And sometimes it's difficult, isn't it? Now, some of you will probably remember what a couple of shows I'm going to mention, and some of you won't even know what I'm talking about. Because back in the 60s, there was a show called Father Knows Best. Robert Young played the father. And he portrayed the ideal father. Do you remember? And he was always, and one of the things that baffled me, he was always wearing a shirt, tie, and a coat. Even when he was sitting in a chair reading the newspaper, he had that coat and tie on. And his wife was always in the kitchen baking something. She was always making something. And one of the things that I noticed about her, she always had a nice dress and dress shoes on, sometimes high heels, and the cooking and coming out. And the children, the boys, would do something and ask a question, and she'd say, "Wait till your dad comes home. He will have a solution." And you know, he always did. He always shared his wisdom with them and telling them, and he spoke with great authority. And there was another show where Ward Cleaver did the same thing by giving advice to Wally and the beaver, and Leave It to Beaver. But in recent years, things have changed a little bit, and it's hard to find a model father on TV. And I guess when looking around in the recent years, we had Mike Baxter on Last Man Standing, of course, Tim Allen. And he was asked about fatherhood, and he responded, "Being a father is a baffling question." Now, Tim Allen told the story about a friend of his right after he and his wife were expecting their first child. And his friend said to him, "So you've decided to have children. You've decided to give up the quiet evenings at home when you listen to good music or read a good book. You've decided to give up those lazy weekends that you had around the house. You've decided to give up those evenings where you had a quiet moment and you held each other in your arms. You've decided to give up those candlelight dinners where you could finish a complete sentence. You've decided to change your couches into trampolines. You've decided to give up your pursuit of the art that you enjoy doing and start coping with the pursuit of Little League, dance and music lesson, teachers meetings, and that all-important question when you're on a trip. Are we there yet? Why? That's the baffling question. And then his friend smiled and said, "Congratulations, there is nothing like being a father." And how true that is. He went on to say that poets tell us one of the reasons that we have children is because we desire immortality. And yes, he said, "I must confess that I asked God to carry on my family name by giving me a son. And sure enough, we had a son. But then, as my son grew and he became a teenager, I asked my son to please not reveal his identity, to please change his name so no one know that he was my son." Maybe you felt that way too. Home is sometimes a maze of personalities, confusions, and reactions. But more importantly, home is where parents have the opportunity to share their wisdom and knowledge with their children and really develop what our future generation will be like. Maybe you've heard the old story about fatherhood that says when a child is 4 years old, he says, "My dad knows everything." When he's 7 years old, maybe dad knows almost everything. When he's 12 years old, well, it's natural. Dad don't know everything. And when he is 14, he said, "My dad is old-fashioned." When he's 21, he said, "Dad is hopelessly lost with the times." And when he's 25, he says, "Man, I'm amazed at how much my father has learned in such a short time." And when he's 35, he says, "Maybe we ought to call Dad and check this out with him." And when he's 50, he says, "I wonder what Dad would think about this and what his advice would be." And when he's 65, he says, "I sure wish I could talk to Dad again." Today, I'm speaking especially to you men, fathers and father-like figures. I'm convinced that not until men, we step forward, stand up for our faith, can we see changes in our families, in our churches, and in our society. We must be the leaders that God meant for us to be. For our Heavenly Father, we must be His children and stand up. Now, I'm speaking to you, but of course, the rest of you can listen too. A man can father a child, but not all of them are dads. Dads are special. There are four suggestions I want to give you today and share with you. And I'm speaking as an old man looking back on his fatherhood experiences. And as an expert now that all my kids are grown and our grandkids are adults, I can share my wealth of knowledge with you. Now, you can laugh now. We know how that goes. But I do want to share four things with you. Be sure to teach your children respect and parental authority. And for those that are in authority, have respect and listen for them. And give respect to senior citizens, because there is a wealth of knowledge there that you can learn from them. Sure, they can't run and do things like they used to do or like you, but they're not to be laughed at. You have to gather the wisdom and learn from them. Our children should learn. And we should be the fathers, the leaders of the family, to teach them. And praise God for each of you that are the leaders of your family and you've taught your children well. Love your child unashamedly. Don't be ashamed of them. Let them know that they are loved. And it's okay to tell them, I love you. Giving them the material things is not the adequate expression of love. Video games, TVs, iPhones, and iPads are really destructive to the family, I believe, in my opinion, because they're learning the wrong things. So many of them don't know how to carry on a conversation without. And when you go into a restaurant and you see them sitting there texting one another, as one of you said, are they sitting at the table texting each other because they can't carry on a conversation with each other? You need to put it down. Now, Jerry has a good, sorry, I'm going to use you as one. She has a good plan. When the kids and grandkids there, her rule is when we come to the table, there are no phones. And you have to listen to it because we need to talk to one another. And I think part of the problem in our society is we've lost the enforcement or the teaching of God's love, of what God is all about. We have too many fathers who don't stand up to the responsibility and not be dads. We have too much leaning on everything other than what God teaches. And the video games, it shows, any of you who've had any psychology know that the video games that teaches shooting and killing and all this gore that's on there, it leaves in your mind that. That can be destructive. How about the love that God meant for us to have for one another? Where is that taught? Where did the children get that? Not hatred, but love. Let me stop and say, happy Father's Day to all of you and those of you who are dads that have a relationship with your children. God bless you. And mothers, you too. Because Scripture says that you have to listen to both. Whether you are a father or you are celebrating the life of the memory of your father this morning, I hope that you have a great and wonderful Father's Day. Because that is an honor and a joy of life's journey. Let me say that may it be one of the things that you remember today. If you have or have had a great father, give God praise this morning because that is a blessing from God. And remember what they taught you. You here, and I want to see this morning God's heavenly love, our Heavenly Father's love poured out. And the thing of it is, it comes untainted, trustworthy, and unmerited because He loves us. It's not the basis of your performance for God's love. Our Heavenly Father loves, instructs, provides, protects, encourages, disciplines, and forgives and cares for each of us. It doesn't take us long as fathers to realize that sometimes We fail at some of these little items that God has pointed out. We're not perfect. Hey, any perfect fathers in here? Raise your hand. I want your wisdom. No, we're not. But we're God's children, and God loves us. We always have our Heavenly Father there for us, even on Father's Day. When we fall short, our Heavenly Father is there to step in and help us along the way. You know, a father should love his children. God loves us unconditionally, even when we turn our backs on him. He's always there with his arms open. He loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. He loves us so much that he sends the Holy Spirit to help us, to guide us, only when we pray for it. A father should love his children. John, 1 John 3:1, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Until we understand the great love and the sacrifice that God the Father has given us, then we won't totally understand what love is all about, what grace is all about, and what his mercy is all about, and how we should pass that on to our children. Because it's clear in the scripture, it says a father should instruct his children. A godly father reads the word of God, watches and lives the word of God, and instructs his children in the ways he should go. We exercise the body, shouldn't we exercise the spirit also? And I say that he should instruct them because, you know, children learn more by what we do than what we say. And that is a greater impression on them. In John 5, the words, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Godly fathers teach our children the importance of relationship with God, the importance of prayer, and the importance of being a godly man when they grow into adults or a godly woman. Deuteronomy 11, verse 18 says, fix the words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the doorframe of your houses and on your gates so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land of the Lord. And how true that is. Spend time. Praise God for each of you who spend time with your children and do things outside. Praise God for the fathers who become dads and take them on bike rides or take them on hikes and explain things to them and get them away from the TV and the iPads and the games and spend time outside. Now, I want you to grab this. Remember these three scriptures. Proverbs 4:1. Listen, my sons, to a father's instructions. Pay attention and gain understanding. Proverbs 6:20. My son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teaching. See, the mothers are in there too. Not to forsake their teaching and to listen to the father. Proverbs 22:6, train a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. In those three scriptures, there's something for us as children. There's something for us as parents. And each of us make choices, and sometimes we make bad choices, but we try to correct. And there are consequences to bad choices, many of them consequences that we wish never happened. But remember, our Heavenly Father is always there to help us, to guide us. A father should provide for his children. A godly father, a father provides for them. Not everything that comes along that they want. You provide for them and what they need. And too many times and in too many cases in our society today, we have fathers who abandon their children and don't live up to the responsibility of being a dad as God would have them be. They need instruction, but more importantly, they need prayer. They need prayer to see what is going on. Now listen, the fourth one. A father should be praying for his children and with his children. A dad, you only be able to take your child as far, your children as far as you are. In the spiritual journey in life, the children are going to look at the father. In some cases, a spiritually directed father-like figure steps in and helps, or a mother-like figure. If you're not praying with them, if you're not praying for them, you can expect them to not be praying for themselves. John 17, 1 through 19, I won't read it all, but the scripture I asked you to take with you and read it clearly and slowly talks about the priestly prayer of a father. Praying is not the last thing a parent should do. It should be the very first thing, and the very first thing we teach our children, that sanctifying the truth and the word of God and all that is doing and all he does for us. Father's Day is tough for some, especially when we have a father that we can't talk to anymore. A father that's in his heavenly home. It's a tough day for those whose father abandoned them and the son or daughter never really knew what it was like to have a dad. For you this morning, my prayer is that my heavenly father would truly be your heavenly father and give you what your earthly father was not, cannot, and did not give you. But your heavenly father will bless you in abundance. You cannot be selfish if you're loving, instructing, and providing for those that God has entrusted to you. You cannot stay bitter or angry at someone that you're praying for. I'd like to share with you something that Moses said in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. And you've heard it before. Many pastors use it as a closing of service. It says, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. That is my prayer for each one of you gentlemen this morning, men who are dads, and men who are father-like figures. Let's bow your heads. Let me say this as we go to the Lord in prayer, that if there is distance between parents and children, the Lord wants to do reconciliation in their lives. And this morning, I pray that he will intervene and there is joy in all families. The Lord wants to remove bitterness and hurts and unforgiveness, which cause separation from God to Father. May his Spirit be with us, and may our hearts be changed by the cause of his love and his teaching. This morning, I'm praying that the anointing of God be released into your special circumstances that you're going through this morning, that his wisdom shall prevail. If father and children are not agreeing with one another, May the resolution be found in our prayers this morning. And I pray that everyone here to have the strength and the courage to strengthen their relationship with our Heavenly Father and with one another. I pray that if you're mad at God, that you're right where you would make it right. If you're listening over the internet and viewing this, I pray God's Spirit to touch you and heal any decisive and division that may be in your family life. Today you would leave without restoring or beginning a relationship with him. I pray that that does not happen. I pray that the relationship is strengthened and grown. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of dads in this life. We thank you that you are the greatest dad ever. Abba, Father, we know that you cover us with your great love. Lord, we pray specifically for fathers and fatherhood across our land and all the churches. Your word clearly instructs fathers to bring up their children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, as stated in Ephesians 6, verse 4. God, we thank you for the men who are leading according to your statutes and the ones that are laid down their lives down for your purpose. We pray that you will continue to use these men to lead their families and other men. We pray you will strengthen the fathers of our nation and that you will continue to empower churches and organizations and individuals to invest in fathers and fatherhood for the sake of all our children. Lord, we pray that you will rise up the mighty men of God in this generation, those who would know and honor you with their entire lives. We pray that they would stand firm in their faith, walk wisely and follow hand in hand after you, and follow hard for your wisdom. May they grow in their love and passion for you, for their families, and the calling to follow you above all else. And thank you for dads who stand up and lead their families in this battle that we go through in life's journey against everything that would destroy what you believe in, what you teach. Thank you, God, for your word is true. We hold fast to you today. We choose to immerse our lives in your truth, in your love, in your grace, in your mercy, both as fathers and as mothers and individuals of faith who are mother and father symbols to many, mother and father who teach them. We know that you are with us always and cover us with your power and grace. Oh Lord, may your Spirit move with us this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you, our Heavenly Father. We thank you. Amen.